put the car in the crib.
Did you have a building where you stored any other type of grain?
Well, yeah, they had storage for oats and wheat. And they call them the same. They're the same as call them cribs. And some of them was made out of wood. Some of them was made out of tin. And all. Most of them made out of lumber and all like that.
You ever heard of a building called a granary around here?
Yeah, yeah. Granary is what they call them now. Yeah. Granary is what they store them in now. No, no more crib. They go on their granary.
Where did you store your hay at the barn?
Hay in the barn? Well, they had a big shed on each some side of the barn and all that to put hay, just a shed that come over and stored it in there. It wasn't solid or anything like that. It was just covered over to keep the rain and snow from it and all. But it was just built, a shed just built from the barn on over and stored the hay in under here.
Did they ever store it in the upper part of the barn?
Well, yeah, they did. They did. They had storage places up there. They put some of it up there.
What part of the barn was that called?
Well, a loft. Called it a loft.
Did you ever, you know, when the farmers cut the hay off the field, did they ever just pile it up in the field?
Well, some of them did, and then take a canvas or something like that and put over it to keep the rain from going down in it and just let it stay there. Yeah, I worked some when I wasn't busy at home for an old man down there on the river, north of Locust and all, and he planted millet every year for his horses, cattle, and chicken. And he stacked it up out in the barnyard. And he put a cover over it, and the horses and cattle could go there and eat any time they wanted to. And the chickens would go in there and scratch it and get that seed. He got eggs a year around. I don't care how cold it got. It's good, one of the best chicken food yet. No, there's a millet. You get more eggs from all like that. He had about an acre and a half or maybe 2 acres that he sowed in millet. Long in last July, get a rain, or the 1st of August. Then it would make by cutting time, you know.
What did people call those big piles of hay?
Huh?
What did people call those big piles of hay?
Call their what?
Those big piles of hay out in the field.
Well, I don't know. That's just what we call that was this haystack and all like that. A lot of them, that's what they call it by.
Was there usually a pole running up through the middle?
Yeah. Put a pole up through there and then get some kind of cover and pole top to keep the rain from running down in there and ruining the hay and all.
Did the farmers around here sometimes when they bring in the hay on a wagon, did they have some kind of wooden frame on the sides of the wagon?
Yeah. Had wooden frame, make it hold more hay.